We have an important conversation that we're going to have right now, and it's regarding the arrest of a news reporter, a News Nation reporter in East Palestine. He was reporting live at Governor Mike DeWine's press conference regarding the train derailment on Wednesday. While he was live in the back of the gym, the Ohio State Patrol and Major General John Harris with the Ohio National Guard can be seen in a body cam video going back there telling him to stop, to stop doing his job. He ends the live hit, and then he asked why he had to stop. And then an altercation ensued. You could see Major General John Harris put his hands on him. And then it ended up in Evan Lambert, the news reporter, being arrested. I was there. I captured it all. I asked questions, none of which I could really get a clear answer to by law enforcement. So I'm wondering, was his rights violated? Was Evan Lambert's rights violated when they arrested him? And joining us right now to help us break a lot of this down is attorney Morgan Harper. How are you today, Morgan?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on. I was there when all of this took place. I'm sure by now you've seen the video, especially the body cam footage. What's your take on this whole situation?
Well, first, I do want to make sure we're always centering, you know, the issue that brought Evan to East Palestine in the first place, which is this awful derailment that happened at Norfolk Southern's watch. And so, you know, we can come back to that. But, you know, my take is Evan is a member of the press. And he was doing his job in reporting at a press conference that is a sanctioned event that Governor DeWine has organized for folks to learn about what's going on and so that the press can report out on that. That is a fundamental part of our Constitution, you know, having the press perform its role. But then also as an individual, you know, in telling him that he needs to leave, well, you need to state a reason why he needs to leave. You can't just decide that a member of the press has to leave a press conference without some justification for that. So to see that the charges that were brought against him were for disorderly conduct, nothing in the video suggested that he was being disorderly, and also, you know, criminal trespassing, didn't seem how that would be likely either, given that he, as a member of the press, was entitled to be at a press conference.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that I'm still hoping to be answered by Columbiana County Sheriffs, East Palestine, the Ohio National Guard, and the Ohio State Highway Patrol, as to why did they deem he had to stop doing that report. They say he was too loud, but was that just their opinion? And what kind of ramifications, if it is, does come out, Morgan, that this was an unlawful arrest, what kind of ramifications could come down for the departments involved?
Yeah, I think it's so telling that yourself, I've seen interviews that other reporters who are on the scene have given saying they were all operating at about the same volume level as Evan. And so it was very confusing to them why he would have been targeted. And, you know, I think it's quite likely that he has the ability to bring a lawsuit here for unlawful arrest. Now, whether or not he decides to do that is up to him. But it's just a horrible, horrible look for us as a state to have what appears to be a Black reporter who's trying to do his job and report on an truly awful event that has impacted, you know, thousands of people in East Palestine, that he is somehow arrested before anybody from that company is even touched. And then not even getting into, you know, just the protection of the press in that role is so fundamental. You know, I know Governor DeWine came out and said this isn't aligned with how he views press conferences or how he wants reporters to be treated. But ultimately, he's the head of the state. The buck stops with him. And I would hope that he would be on the side of justice in this example as well.
Yeah, he immediately, I asked him, you know, hey, you saw what we saw, Governor. And he said, unacceptable. Unacceptable. It shouldn't have happened. And if anybody is ever hampered from doing a live report, they shouldn't be in any way. And in my opinion, that's exactly what we saw in the body camera footage. Shows that as well. Do you believe, Morgan, that there should be media training for some of these smaller departments, because the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office and East Palestine Police were involved in this, and the Ohio State Highway Patrol. Do you believe that there should be some kind of media training so they know how to deal with members of the media?
I guess that's one idea. Although, you know, I think I would take it even, you know, a step back from that is we need to just be rethinking how we are interacting with each other in a little bit of way. You know, it's unclear to me why that escalated so quickly when Evan wasn't really presenting in any sort of threatening way. He wasn't resisting, you know, what they were telling him. In fact, he was on the air telling his colleague that was in studio that he was being asked to shut down. And so he was going to have to stop communicating for a little bit, right? And so it sounded like he was on board what was going on. So, you know, I don't know if that's so much a matter of media training as like a whole orientation to how, you know, and don't get me wrong, I mean, law enforcement are doing their jobs and all of that, but also not being so prone to escalation, you know, coming with more spirit of communication, mm-hmm. let's just resolve whatever the issues are. But you know, that's where, too, it's the press conference organized by Governor DeWine. He has a lot of resources to be able to make sure that those types of situations are staffed up with folks from his staff. And that might be something that they want to consider moving forward as well. But I think the only, you know, the thing that'll make sure that we have systemic change here is also just reorienting people to not have such a instinct of escalation and trying to maintain calm.
Yeah, and we all watched the body cam footage. I'm sure you've seen it as well. You probably saw the arrest video of mine that I got. You probably saw the arrest video of mine. But I just received a statement from Major General John Harris, Morgan. So mm-hmm. I'm going to read it on. This is my first time looking at it. He is saying that saying Evan Lambert became enraged, his eyes open wide. He stared at me while aggressively lurching at me. He screamed, "You guys are the ones who strung this out," talking about the 2-hour delay in the start of the press conference. Does that still seem like it would be a reason for the Major General to put his hands on a news reporter?
I mean, to me, no. But, you know, this is if there is going to be a suit, this is the type of thing that, you know, might be considered. But no, I mean, that's just it, based on the footage that we've seen, it just doesn't seem like Evan was being threatening at all. And this is why it is so important, as we know, to have video. I mean, thank goodness that you were there. You were able to be able to record what was going on and have body cam footage, because otherwise it becomes a little bit subjective. I mean, there's always some element of subjectivity to it, but it's kind of he said in this case, and we don't really have any, you know, concrete facts to go on. But in this case, we do. We have a lot of video coverage. I think for, you know, an average person, I wasn't getting any read of his being imposing. And it isn't enough that just this person is large, therefore I'm scared.
I'm so sorry to cut you off there. To piggyback off of what you said. He said, he is a much larger person than I am. At that point, I was convinced he was prepared to do harm to me.
And this is where, yeah, so this is where I don't think that's media training. I think that's something inherent in, you know, you can't be somebody who is responsible for public safety and that easily thrown by folks of different body size, right? And so that's where we need to make sure that we have folks who are in positions of protecting public safety or managing crowds that come with a spirit of maintaining calm, not so quick to be intimidated or fearful. That's just not compatible with a public safety role.
And that's one of the. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about, Morgan, is we're talking about the Major General of our Ohio National Guard. How would he respond if there was a real threat that was happening right here in Ohio?
Exactly. This is a very low stakes kind of danger situation. So if you're not prepared to, and again, I've never met Evan, but I don't know. I mean, you were there. You would have a firsthand take on this, but the energy I was getting from him, those videos, pretty genial guy, low key, you know. So That's a great question, and that's one that I think there really needs to be answers for. But when we have this environment in the state of Ohio where, you know, stand your ground laws are being passed and all of the protection that comes from just saying I was scared, therefore everything that came after that is justified. Well, these are the types of ramifications of that thinking as well. It's always the other person's fault. Never, you know, any accountability or responsibility for the person who was perpetuating the bad conduct.
Yeah, and honestly, it just wasn't a good look on law enforcement part and the Ohio National Guard's part when it came to dealing with the media. The arrest. What did you think? Did you think that Evan Lambert, in the footage you saw, did you believe that he was restraining?
No, certainly in no way to justify him ending up on the ground getting arrested. And again, I'm going to come back to where we started this interview. I want to see somebody from Norfolk Southern get arrested for this, right? Mm-hmm. That's who I want to be seeing getting arrested for this. Evan and reporters trying to just make sure people get information from a press conference that was 2 hours late to give the update on the health and safety of that community, and you're getting arrested for that? That is crazy. And yeah, what a bad look for the state of Ohio.
And from your own experience, Morgan, in politics, you're used to having a press conference or media around, and you know how it is. People have designated live hits, and you might be up there talking, and they may be in the back of the room doing a live report as quietly as they can, but they're still doing their job.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a press environment. It's an emergency situation with a derailment. You know, there's a lot going on, and it appeared to be, but again, you were there, you know, a fairly big space. So to come with that attitude of aggression and trying to, you know, be so, almost the persecuting type of energy to him, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really unfortunate, to say the least, but in the worst case, I think that, yeah, he has a real strong position to consider bringing legal charges against law enforcement.
Morgan Harper, thank you so much for coming on as an attorney to give your opinion on this. Is there anything else that you would like to add regarding this topic before we go?
No, just really happy that Evan was released and safe. And again, you know, heart goes out to East Palestine, and hope that Norfolk Southern is able to really take care of that community given the impacts of that derailment.
All right. Morgan Harper, thank you so much.
Thank you.